the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host. Today on episode number 58, I want to talk about a topic that's been pretty popular all over the internet, on the TV, etc. I'm sure you guys heard of it, this ChatGPT. And I want to touch base and talk about, should you integrate AI, aka artificial intelligence, into your service business? Now, for a while now, my companies have been utilizing it. And I'll tell you this, it's an amazing investment. So let's talk about it. Artificial intelligence can help companies create faster, work smarter, and increase your bottom lines. Implementing AI technology today and making an immediate impact on your brand. Artificial intelligence is one of the most popular technologies impacting all size businesses today. So like I said before, plenty of service companies already use AI or machine learning, including Amazon's popular Alexa. Given that AI software can analyze large amounts of data and even predict certain outcomes based on these inputs, it's no surprise that plenty of companies are jumping on this trend. Just today, I read a report that indicates that more than 6,000 business executives from various parts of the country said they felt AI would help them obtain or sustain a competitive advantage in their companies. And I totally agree. A full 72% of respondents in the technology, media, and telecommunications industry expect artificial intelligence to substantially influence product service offerings in the next 5 years. So let's talk about AI integrations for business. Now, if used correctly, you can improve efficiency and even improve, again, your bottom lines. Now, as with any tool or solution, AI is most effective when implemented to address specific use cases. This episode will address a few ideas of how you can implement AI into your current business. Use smart algorithms to target ideal audiences. So when you're able to target the right consumers with relevant messaging, you can develop personalized campaigns that convert, whether it's through social media, email, or paid search. AI helps your business display ads to your potential customers through instant profiling. With the help of AI, you can spend less money serving ineffective ads to your audience and instead speak directly to them in a way that engages their interest. If you're one of many businesses that uses Facebook advertising, you can use AI to find customers with common traits of advertising optimizations that have worked in the past. These AI tools can help you target people similar to your existing customers or site visitors to grow your customer base and increase sales. You may have already created one or more profiles on Facebook to target or retarget customers who have interacted with your content. These features builds on those groups to deliver new users who match the customers you've already engaged with. These AI features will run your selected audience through an algorithm to identify characteristics that consumers in that audience have in common. Then from there, take that information, it'll supply you with additional users in the areas you specifically exhibit the same traits, effectively delivering customers that match an existing consumer profile. So if you can supply it with the right data, this tool could drastically increase the reach of your ads on a social platform. Not only that, but you can employ bots to assist customers. One popular smart business tool is the customer service chatbot. A customized bot can answer general questions and boost customer satisfaction. Bots can be available to customers 24 hours a day, and through machine learning, they can answer simple inquiries and questions in real time. Many experts predict that more than 85% of customer interactions will be managed without a human by 2024. And some estimates indicate that current chatbots could reduce customer support costs by as much as 30%. Now, there are many paid and free chatbot solutions for your business, and setting one up is easier than you may think. Identify the issue you want to solve with automation. If service floor staff is regularly fielding the same type of questions repeatedly, automating responses to those issues could free up representative time for other tasks and decrease wait times across the board. Determine whether you have the resources and talent to build and maintain a bot. Bots need tuning and adjustment to be truly effective, so it's important to be realistic about whether you have the ability to do that. If not, investing in a free or custom-made bot solution will probably be a better fit for your business. Monitor your bot's interaction. You need to regularly check in on transcripts with your bot, just as you would with a human employee, to ensure that it's giving customers the information they need. You may want to think about investing in smart software to synthesize big data. As your business grows, you will most likely use various software platforms to run your business: Square, Shopify, Facebook, and many other applications. New business management software utilizing AI can consolidate data from those sources into a cloud-based dashboard. Domo is one such popular management platform that can link to over 500 different apps to extract data and provide clear visual reports. Now, beyond reports, the company's AI technology synthesizes that data and provides custom alerts when it detects trends or issues. Standard business analytics software is a good investment on its own, but pairing that synthesis with machine learning tech proactively identify points of interest in data takes things one step further. What once would have required a human eye can now be accurately and quickly identified, giving your human staff more bandwidth to develop solutions in response to those alerts. I know I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Optimize your site for voice search. Voice search refers to the growing trend of consumer searching for products or answers via voice commands. Natural language processing technology, that's a subset of artificial intelligence in devices like Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant, make it easy for consumers to look up information and even buy services, products with a simple voice command. So to take advantage of this emerging AI application, you won't necessarily have to invest in costly software. Instead, optimize your site to cater to voice search. Keep language direct and conversational. Make sure information, including your contact information, is easily accessible and clear. Work to capture the featured snippet for keywords related to your brand. Stay agile and willing to adapt as search engines assimilate to this new technology. From doing some research, I found that Google data indicates that as much as 20% of searches within its app now happen via voice. And as voice search improves, that number will only increase. This is a substantial amount of traffic and potential customers you could reach by simply updating your online presence. So integrating AI into your business. Now that you're more familiar with the many ways you can integrate AI into your business, you can consider which areas best fit into your company. Just make sure your business's tech is capable of handling whatever solutions you opt to implement or consider hiring a knowledgeable AI company. Run a quick internet speed test to ensure your connection runs smoothly. Make sure you have sufficient storage to hold the data you use, and set up a plan for rollout and adoption of your new AI solution. You'll then be ready to use the tips in this episode to put your data to work. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I want to continually thank everyone for all your support, whether on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. We're now on Rumble.com. If you want to go follow us on that platform, I want to thank everyone who contributed to the podcast via our website, PestEquityBusinessPodcast.com. If you got a question, comment, concern, you want to be on the show, hit us up, PestEquityPodcast@gmail.com, or you could DM us on Instagram. I also want to announce I have a special guest coming on the next podcast episode. We're going to be talking about digital marketing, search engine optimization with a seasoned professional that's been in the game for over 20 years. I know this man personally. I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy that episode, and I'll see you all on the next one. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at PestEquityPodcast@gmail.com.